Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us, as she is each and every Monday, is Laura Kennard. She is from Drake University, as well as DMBizMixer.com. And we're talking about stuff to do in the metro for business education and networking on a very cold Monday. Welcome back to the Business News Hour, Laura. Good to have you here. How many years you've been doing this with us, you think?
Oh, it wasn't from the very, very start, but it was
pretty close.
Pretty close in.
4 or 5 years, anyway.
I used to run a regular business mixer.
Right.
And so I just started to pay attention to what was out there, what days. And I thought, well, why not? Let's talk about it every week so people can kind of get an idea without having to search through everything.
Right.
To know what some of the things are coming up. So we kind of did that, I don't know, maybe not a year in.
I don't think it was a year in. And it was just kind of a trial just to see what happened. And then we clicked. And so you've been doing that every Monday since. And sometimes remotely, sometimes wherever. You know, you've been in airports and we've called you. And so, so this is the woman that knows what's going on when it comes to business education and networking here in the greater Des Moines, Iowa metropolitan
and yet
area.
Still some things elude
and
me.
Some things do elude, yeah.
So well, put it out there on hashtag DMBizEvents because then I can hopefully catch it.
Now that's on Twitter, right?
Or so everywhere. You can do DMBizEvents on Twitter, Facebook, you could do it on Instagram, you could do it on LinkedIn. I just have to remember to look in all those
right.
places.
So if you've got an event and you want us to talk about it, all you have to do is hashtag DMBizEvents. And we'll be there. All right. What do you got, Laura?
So, yes, indeed, it is cold, by the way. We finally have winter. Winter has finally decided
to come. This is a glaring reality. I was in Mobile, Alabama for 5 days, and wow, it's nice there.
A big change in the temperature. Yeah. So, so we made it out. At least we don't have a lot of snow and ice. It's just cold for the moment. And so, nothing for tonight, per se.
By the way, happy Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Day. Right. And you know what? There's a lot of cool stuff going on, just FYI, today, I noticed. Definitely a lot of people have given some special attention to this isn't just a day off. Let's actually do something.
Day of community service.
That's right. I've noticed a lot of that, so that's wonderful. So we'll look at tomorrow.
Tuesday.
So since we're at the beginning of the year again, and if you're new to the program, there's a few things that we talk about on a regular basis. So the Iowa Center, which is located at 8345 University Boulevard, has a regular array of business networking and business education events that they have going on all the time. So it's called the Iowa Center for Economic Success, and so they have every Monday, they have Money Monday, which is where
today.
Well, or yes, Monday. Except for yeah, today. Yeah. Where you can go and learn about some potential ways that you can fund your new business. So they'll talk about loans, or they'll talk about grants, or they'll talk about investment. And then they have a Topical Tuesday, which they do I wouldn't say every Tuesday, but quite often on Tuesday. And so they do, for example, have one that's coming up tomorrow, and that's nonprofit or for-profit. So which way do you want to structure your business, as a nonprofit or as a for-profit? And what are the pros and cons? And I've actually dealt with having to think that through with my own business, because depending on what kind of revenue you're trying to get, some grants will only give that to a nonprofit, and some investors will only invest in a for-profit. So you have to think about those things, and they'll kind of go through the pros and cons. And actually, this one is going to be given by the CEO and president of the Iowa Center, and that's Megan Milligan. Interesting background that she has as well. So it'll be fun just to listen to her speak, because she has not always been in Des Moines, but she's a transplant here, and she's had a really wonderful career. So also just need to hear about her background. So that leads us then to Wednesday. And one of the things that happens every Wednesday is 1 Million Cups.
Yep.
So 1 Million Cups is a entrepreneurial program and networking, which happens from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., usually at the Science Center. Occasionally they move it. But that's at 401 Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway. And the first half hour is networking, which is super important as an entrepreneur. And then there's about a half hour of presentation by a startup entrepreneur. And then about 30 minutes of Q&A that the audience does to help this entrepreneur kind of poke some holes and make sure that they are getting good feedback of ways that they can be as successful as possible. So that's just something that you can also sign up to do with the folks at 1 Million Cups. So ask about that. If you're wanting to present, go watch other ones and then ask them how you can get on their schedule, because it's a great opportunity for feedback. And from there, you can go straight over to the West End Architectural Salvage, where we have the Friends of Small Business Meetup. And that is always from 9:30 to 10:30. So you can, it's very close by, so you can head over there. And that's a weekly group that meets to discuss marketing and sales strategies with business owners and employees. So anyone that's marketing and sales interested.
Gosh, you got lunch delivered just now.
I did. So they're having a really wonderful tomato basil soup today at Grounds for Celebration.
In Windsor Heights on University Avenue. Wow.
So not only do they have great coffee here, but they have really a nice lunch.
Their lunch, this is amazing. You know, you can, their lunch, $8.50 usually.
Yeah.
You know, and
like,
or less.
You can probably, like fast food is getting about that expensive now.
I know.
You know what I mean? For a decent
one. That's good stuff.
Anyway, so then we also on Wednesday have, and this is a once a month thing that the Greater Des Moines Partnership puts on. It's their top five series. So top five for small business series, and that's going to be located at 700 Locust Street. So that's the location of the Greater Des Moines Partnership, in case you didn't know, downtown. And in this case, this top five is called the Wow Factor. So it's creating a customer service approach has a wow factor. So top five ways that you can create that wow factor, and that's by Tiffany Tokars.
Yep, Tiffany Tokars, Modern Muse.
Modern Muse, and she's wonderful, a wonderful speaker, and she'll have some really good leadership and organizational psychology things to share. Modern Muse, correct. So also, jumping back to the Iowa Center, then on Wednesday they have a noon session. And that noon session really is, if you just want to know what they have to offer, come jump into the noon session. They will talk about the education resources and just all of the services that they provide free of charge. And they even do tax services and different things like that. Now, one thing I will mention is they also do a Dream Builder program, which if you are thinking about wanting to write a business plan, you're wanting to have a crash course and getting a new idea started, the Dream Builder, they're accepting signups right now for the next one. And so you got to do that right away. So go to their website and find out more about that. And then we have also Wednesday.
Nobody's going to work on Wednesday. Everybody's going to be running around all these deals.
Yeah, so just to recap, we have a couple of morning things, then we have a noon session, and then there's a one-time special networking event called the Metro Marketing Mixer. And this is going to be at the Iowa Tap Room, lovely place.
Yep.
We've met there before, which is in the East Village, 215 East 3rd Street. And it's going to celebrate your professional successes. This is going to bring together, and I've never known them to do this before, so it's really cool, the Social Media Club, the PRSA, which is the PR Association, the AAF, which is the Advertising Association, and AMA Iowa, which is the Iowa Chapter of the Marketing Association, and the Iowa National Agri-Marketing Association, all together under one roof. If you're a member of any of those organizations, you can go for free, and otherwise it's $10. So if you want to mingle with a lot of marketing people, or if you are a marketing person, advertising person, PR person, you can get together with and find out who all is in the Des Moines area in related to your
that
field.
Sounds interesting. That's Wednesday night, yeah?
That is Wednesday night. So
Iowa Tap Room, what time?
So that is going to start at 5 p.m. and it's going to go to 8 p.m. And so it's going to be networking, prizes, hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar.
Oh, so. Okay. Sign me up.
Yeah. So those are kind of some of the highlights coming up. The other thing, of course, when we're talking about AMA Iowa, that's another one that we do cover their events quite often. So they're going to have the AMA Iowa Experience and some other big events coming up.
Is that
after
coming
New
up
Year.
Again?
Pretty soon.
Wow.
It's not like coming up this week.
No, it was in February. I think it's in February because I remember I was there last year.
Yeah.
And covered that and
yes.
And yeah.
I can.
That's all right.
Yeah. So we'll make sure that we talk about that a little bit more coming up. But I was going to just say also Friday on January 25th we have Adventures in Branding. This is a morning thing at Jasper Winery. And let me just say,
you have
who's
a branding meeting
on.
At a winery in the morning. You know, if you don't. You can't drink all day, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't start in the morning. So.
8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Just give me some of that Sauvignon Blanc, and let's get to it.
Maybe they'll have coffee, too. Or maybe you just want to take the whole day off. Just take Friday off.
Yeah.
Start by having wine and talk about your brand. So that is going to be... That's
Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a strobe marketing. Experiential branding event. So Adventures in Branding. There you go. So that was just a little
Friday
interesting.
Friday the 25th.
That's correct. And I think that for the most part, we do have one event that's coming up. You attended this before. Saturday, January 26th, I'll Make Me a World in Iowa, which is Iowa's
really
African American Festival.
It is really, 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 really important to go and make sure if you are a white person, you go.
Well, and I've been before, too, and also they're having a big dance.
Oh, it's just, it
dance
is,
competition
it's, this is like a two-day deal, and for youth and other folks, I think it's on Friday, and then they have this huge trade show and entertainment thing on Saturday, and it is a wonderful thing to go to, a cross-cultural opportunity. And I really do enjoy it when you know, lots of folks who are not African-American attend because, you know, one of those things about supporting economics of everybody is if everybody is included. And what an important thing to talk about here on the day that's set aside to honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah,
so.
I always just think that that's really cool. And I think you have no idea how many different things that you just wouldn't be exposed to otherwise going. And I was going to mention, too, I think you know Trisha Rivas with Trixie's Aveda Salon.
Yeah.
She's actually launching a podcast.
Very nice.
And so it is called Wine and Crime.
Wine and Crime?
Well, at least this event is called Trixie's and Podcasting and Wine and Crime. I guess maybe that's not that she's going to unveil the name of her podcast. But the event is going to be on this Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., and it's going to be at their... They have a new location in Altoona.
Yes.
So they're going to have Lucy and Amanda of Wine and Crime, so that must be a different podcast. And they're going to be presenting Podcasting 101, some Q&A if you're wanting to get into podcasting. And they're also going to have snacks and raffle and giveaways and all
sorts
of stuff.
You know, I get calls every week about trying to start a podcast. I should just send them there.
And there's Podcast Iowa. Yeah. I actually talked to the gentleman that started the Podcast USA, the Podcast Iowa.
I talked
to him last week.
Mm-hmm. Steven. Is it Steven?
Yeah. Yes, I think so. He was just talking about why he got started and trying to help people be more professional with their podcasting.
Right.
He just does it as a passion project. And then on CBS This Morning over the weekend, they did a whole big giant thing on why podcasting is becoming like such a big thing. So Gimlet is a big giant agency that just does podcasts.
Right.
And
it's amazing.
It is amazing.
And you know, we've been in the podcast space now for going on 7 years.
Yeah.
Actually, before that, when we were doing Webcast One Live.
Oh, that's right.
You know, that goes back 12 years ago. Yeah,
you're just ahead of your time.
I'm always ahead of my time. And then I go out there and I, you know, I'm an evangelist about these kinds of things. You know, 10 years ago, and people look at me like I've got a third eye, and all of a sudden, now everybody's
like,
doing it.
Podcast.
Oh, podcast.
And we talked about the fact.
Kind of like when we were doing blogs, you know? I mean, I still blog, but you should blog. And people are going, blogs? What's that? Now everybody. Just ahead of our time.
You know, and here's the thing with you, Michael. You understand how to integrate all these things together, and that's the thing that I appreciate most about this, because podcast, but then you share it on your blog, but you also share it on social media, and sometimes you even throw in some images and do some video stuff, and all of that together, interconnected, is what makes all this stuff really powerful.
Yep. All right, Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen. She is from Drake University, as well as dmbizmixer.com. We will have links to all of that up on our radio blog, as we're talking about blogs just a little bit. Thanks, Laura, for doing it. Now you can have your tomato bisque soup.
Looks
delicious, by the way.
Yes.
All right, it's not cooled down too much. All right, more to come here on the Business News Hour.